Hey there, this is Jazzy. Thanks so much for tuning in for another episode of Modern Hippie Radio. This is my opportunity to speak with some of the most interesting and innovative eco peeps making waves in green business and conscious living. Today, I have the absolute pleasure of speaking with Gene Bauer. He is the co-founder and president of Farm Sanctuary. The Farm Sanctuary is America's leading farm and animal protection organization. They have campaigned relentlessly to prevent cruelty and to encourage legal and policy reforms. So we're going to learn about Gene, how he started the Farm Sanctuary, and just how perhaps we can get involved. So how did this, you know, I read a little bit of the history, obviously, that, you know, this was a very personal experience for you. But for my listeners, let us know how you got started and exactly what the Farm Sanctuary is.
Okay, well, Farm Sanctuary started back in 1986, and the idea was to expose and stop some of the abuses associated with factory farming. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, most people don't think very much about their food choices and are unwittingly supporting a very abusive system. So mm-hmm. in the mid-1980s, we started visiting farms and stockyards and slaughterhouses to document conditions. We'd find living animals left in trash cans or on dead piles. We took them home, and we now have two sanctuaries, one in New York, one in California. And we raise awareness about these issues and encourage citizens to make more humane food choices.
Now, you've been really instrumental in having laws and policy changes. How has that happened? How did you decide to want to do that as well?
Well, we started by rescuing animals, and then we recognized that it was impossible to rescue all of the animals. There are literally 10 billion farm animals raised and slaughtered every year in the U.S.
Wow.
So we wanted to address the problem systemically and prevent these downed and sick animals from being inhumanely transported and marketed, and we wanted to also stop other cruelties. So we started working on passing legislation, and what we found often was that when we would get legislation introduced in state capitals or in Washington, D.C., it would be referred to agriculture committees, and those agriculture committees are very friendly to agricultural interests, and so our bills didn't really get a fair hearing in many cases. So what we've been doing starting about 10 years ago is putting measures on statewide ballots through the initiative process. And this involves getting signatures of citizens, putting the measure on the ballot, and then there's a vote. And so far we've done this in three states, once in Florida, once in Arizona, and once in California. And in each state, when citizens have had the chance to vote on the issue, they've voted to ban certain cruel farming practices. So we're looking at doing this now in Washington state. In fact, we have volunteers out in the streets as we speak collecting signatures to put that measure on the ballot for this coming November.
My goodness. Now, I'm going to assume that there aren't many people intimately or have an intimate knowledge of farming and farm animals and things like that. And I was reading about the Florida ban on gestation crates, but what is a gestation crate?
That's a very good question. And like you say, most people are not that familiar with these systems, and that's part of the problem is people just don't know what's happening. And I think if they did know, they wouldn't want to support it. But a gestation crate is a 2-foot-wide metal enclosure, which is how breeding pigs are kept for practically their whole lives. They're not able to walk. They're not able to even turn around. They're never able to go outside or exercise or interact with other animals in a positive way. And so they all they can do basically is stand up and lay down. And they're staying on hard concrete floors, so it's bad for their feet. And it's also uncomfortable for them to lay down. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they also get pressure sores on their body from standing and laying on this uncomfortable flooring, and also from pressing up against the bars of their cages. So
wow.
Those are what gestation crates are. And Florida was the first state, by the way, to ban gestation crates, and that happened by a vote in 2002.
Very cool. I'm proud to say I'm a Florida person, so I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
Well, another one of my thoughts, and, you know, please understand that personally I have a great love for all creatures, human and animal, but I have to ask the question for so many people that why should they care? You know, there is a huge mentality that if I'm going to eat it, they're gonna die anyway, and if they're not fit enough to make it to my plate, why should I care? What's your response to someone who says that they really don't care?
Well, it's too bad when people don't care. And I mean, I think the same sort of logic could be applied across the board. We're all going to die anyway, so what does it matter? You know, but what happens between the day where we take our first breath and the day we take our last breath on this planet, that's our life. And for these animals, that's all they have. And human beings have now taken complete control over the lives of domesticated farm animals from conception to slaughter. And so we have an obligation to treat these animals with some decency, I believe. And doing so says something about us. You know, these animals are completely at our mercy, and if we treat them with absolute disregard and we dismiss their suffering, I think that's a bad statement about who we are as a species. And it's exactly the opposite of empathy. And I think empathy and compassion are some of the most important human traits. And that those traits do not exist in the factory farming system. Mm-hmm. And I think our humanity is also absent in the factory farming system.
Now, please forgive my ignorance in asking this question, but the animals that you rescue, are they then free to reproduce and have offspring?
Yeah, well, you know, when the animals come to farm sanctuary, they're allowed to live out their lives, but we do not allow them to breed. And in many cases, before they come to us, they've actually, in the case of pigs, for example, the males are all castrated. That just is regular practice on factory farms. And in the case of egg-laying hens, they're laying eggs, but we take the eggs and don't let them, you know, hatch, basically. Mm-hmm. There are billions of animals that need to be rescued, so we do not allow breeding on the farms. But otherwise, the animals get to live out their entire lives. They get to, you know, if they're grazing animals, they get to go out and graze. If they're pigs, they get to go out and root. If they're chickens, they get to scratch in the dirt and get to perch. You know, so we give them everything we can. And but, you know, unfortunately, there are too many of these animals that are being mass-produced and mass-bred on factory farms, and we need to keep our doors open for those animals.
And of course, we've read about GMOs and other things that are being added to feed for animals, and so they may or may not have illnesses associated with that. How is that something that you're able to take care of on the sanctuary?
Well, you know, at the farm, we feed our animals healthy, whole food, and we actually have feed milled specifically for our animals.
Wow.
You know, that does not include animal byproducts. So we think that how we eat has profound consequences for ourselves, and we also want the animals on the farms to be eating good food. The cows get to go out and graze and eat grass, which is what they do normally and naturally. The pigs and the chickens are also free to go outside, as are all the animals on the farm. So they will also eat grass, the pigs will, for example, and they will also root and eat roots and grubs and bugs. And the chickens will also scratch in the dirt, and they'll eat bugs and, you know, little plants. And, you know, they're allowed to browse and graze, which is what they normally would do. And it's a healthy way for them to live.
Do you have many animals that are coming to you? Of course, we know that most of them are neglected and they're sick from that. But are they also exposed to chemicals and pesticides and things that also are contributing to their sicknesses, and then they're nursed back to health at the farm sanctuary?
Well, the animals, when they first come to farm sanctuary, have only known cruelty and misery at human hands. They've been raised in these factory farms. They've been fed antibiotic-laced feed, and they've also been genetically bred for growth and profitability traits. So they have it tough when they first come in. But then they start learning they're in a safe place and they get good food. They're living in a healthy environment among many people who care about them and love them, basically. And that makes all the difference. And it's a wonderful thing to see animals who first were very frightened start to trust people and learn that they're in a safe place, and then start to flourish and start to express themselves and enjoy themselves. It's a beautiful thing. When that happens and we see the animals change and are transformed in this way, in a sense, we also are transformed. And, you know, the sanctuary is a very special place.
So the animals get to roam and be animals and have a wonderful life. Is there a large staff that manages as well?
Yes, Farm Sanctuary has two farms, one in Watkins Glen, New York, and one in Orland, California. And we have a staff in both of those farms that help take care of the animals. We also have people that work in our communications department and campaign department, and we do a variety of other things. So, right now we have a staff of about 65 people.
Way cool. And does this also include, I read that you're able to, a person can actually stay in a cabin there. Do you have a
That's
staff that
right.
manages that?
Yes, we do. We have a very active visitor program at our farm in Watkins Glen, New York, and also in Orland, California. People can come stay overnight, and it's a wonderful thing to work to wake up, look outside, and get on your front porch and see animals enjoying life in this peaceful sanctuary setting.
Very, very cool. Cool, that sounds awesome. I'll definitely have to put that on my excursion calendar coming up soon.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we also do events at the farms, which are really fun. Every year we have a hoedown, for example, at our farm in Watkins Glen, New York. It's the first weekend in August. And we also have one at our farm in Orland, California. This year it'll be the weekend of June 4th. And people can find out about those by going to our website, which is farmsanctuary.org.
Very cool. Now, is there also a research component, or is this strictly for the animals and their rest and retirement as well as for our enjoyment?
We don't have a formalized research component, but there's lots of anecdotal evidence that we've been able to gather over the years showing that these animals are sentient creatures. They have feelings, they have emotions, they develop relationships with other animals, including people, and they have very rich emotional lives. I would love for us to develop a more robust, more formalized research program, but currently we don't have that in place.
But perhaps is that something in the future?
Yes, I sure hope so. I sure hope so.
So how does your organization receive funding? Is this government mandated? How does that happen?
Well, Farm Sanctuary is a nonprofit organization. We're a 501c3 organization, so donations to Farm Sanctuary are tax deductible, and we have over 200,000 supporters now who allow us to continue this work. And that is what allows us to run. But no, we do not get government money. Just individual donations.
So, if someone is interested in donating, how do they do that?
We'd love for people to donate to Farm Sanctuary. You can just go to our website, which is www.farmsanctuary.org, and there's information about donating there, as well as information about visiting the farm and getting involved in our various programs.
Very cool. And obviously, having someone like Biz Stone and other celebrities endorse and get involved is also extremely beneficial for, your cause and for people to learn more about what you have going on and what you're doing. But how does that feel when you have celebrities jump on board and say, we believe in what you're doing?
Oh, it's wonderful to see people like Biz Stone speaking out about these issues and supporting the work of Farm Sanctuary. I mean, he has such a wide range of people that listen to him, and so he can really do a great job of getting the message out, and he's a very compelling, passionate individual as well. And we have other celebrities too that are involved, from across the spectrum, people like Mary Tyler Moore, Alicia Silverstone, James Cromwell, and there's Ellen DeGeneres. So there's more and more people getting involved, whether they're celebrities or just, people off the street. And as people learn about these issues, I think most people are humane. Most people think it's wrong for animals to be abused. And most people also want to support an agricultural system that is sustainable and is not destroying the planet, and that is also producing food that is healthy and wholesome. And so we're in the midst of a food movement right now as people are thinking about their food choices and making choices that are more aligned with their own humane values and also more aligned with their interests. Because if you think about it, it doesn't make sense to eat food that is bad for animals, is destroying the planet, and is also killing us and hurting our health. So people are realizing our food choices are very important and have profound consequences. And so change is in the air. It's a very positive time.
Of course, that begs the question then, do you support veganism or being a vegetarian over consuming meat?
Absolutely. Farm Sanctuary encourages people to consider a plant-based lifestyle, a vegan lifestyle. I've been a vegan since 1985 and have done very well eating only plants and no animal products. And a number of people who have switched to being vegan have also reported improvements in their health, improvements in their lives. And there are many things in this world that are outside of our control. But when it comes to what we eat, we have a lot of control over that. And exercising control over our food choices and eating in a way that is healthy, that we feel good about, that is aligned with our values and our interests, is very empowering. And so many people, including myself, are very happy to have made the choice to become vegan.
Now, you have made this your life's mission, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing that you've done. How on earth did you find the time to write a book? Tell us about your book, Farm Sanctuary, Changing Hearts and Minds About Animals and Food. Tell us about the book and just how on earth did you find the time to do that?
Well, I've been doing this work a long time, and for years people had been encouraging me to write a book. So I finally just blocked out some time to start writing, and I did this usually late at night or early in the morning. And thankfully that work came out in 2008. It was published by Touchstone, which is an imprint of Simon & Schuster. And it's been on the Los Angeles Times and Boston Globe bestseller list. And I'm very proud of the book. It talks about the work of Farm Sanctuary, about the animals that we've been able to rescue, and also about the problems that exist in the factory farming system. So although it describes some pretty disturbing facts, it also has messages of hope about rescued animals and about change that is happening. So I encourage people who are interested to pick up the book. It's called Farm Sanctuary, Changing Hearts and Minds About Animals and Food.
Fabulous. Congratulations on the wonderful success you've had with that. So with everything that you do, your speaking engagements, you spend time on the sanctuaries, obviously, you find time to write books. Well, how do you spend your downtime?
Well, I love nature. So I try to get hiking whenever I can or get out into the beach whenever I can. And I also love playing ultimate frisbee. So if I get a chance to do that, I'll do that. And I like running too. You know, so I like being outside and being active.
Well, I am so glad I had an opportunity to speak with you, to learn more about the Farm Sanctuary, and definitely thank you for allowing our listeners to understand how they can get involved, either by visiting one or two of the Farm Sanctuaries, but also how they can donate to the cause. Was there anything else that you wanted to share about yourself, about what you're doing, or about how people can get involved?
No, well, we just encourage people to think about their food choices and to recognize that those choices have profound consequences for other animals, for the environment, and also for their own health, and that by making food choices that are good for you and good for animals and good for the planet, you can feel empowered and enlivened in a very positive way. And I think that's part of what being a modern hippie is about, is trying to live in a way that is according to certain ideals and beliefs and the notion that we can change the world, and each of us every day has that opportunity with the choices we make about our food.
Absolutely. Wonderful way to end that segment. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And hopefully I'll get a chance to see you up at the farm at some point in the near future.
I really hope so. I haven't spent time on the farm since I was very, very little, and I have to say I did not enjoy having to go out and get the eggs from the chickens because they didn't like me very much and they would peck me.
Yeah. Well, these animals would be very friendly, so I think it might be a more friendly, positive experience. I appreciate your helping get the word out, and you know, stay in touch if there's ever anything else that we can provide, information or whatever. Don't hesitate to let us know, and hopefully we will get a chance to see if it's a farm at some point. That'd be great.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of Modern Hippie Radio. This episode has been brought to you by our friends at Sea Power Body Care, 100% natural bath and body products. Find them at seedpowerbodycare.com.